You're listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing Podcast. How will Trump's presidency affect the Affordable Care Act in your practice? Should you create a concierge practice and stop taking insurance? What are the best, brightest, and most successful healthcare professionals doing to stay competitive in their practices? What can you do to provide top-notch healthcare without having to see one patient every 4 minutes just to stay afloat? You need to discover how to have a thriving practice, regardless of changes in the law, insurance, medical billing codes, and other obstacles that get in your way. And now, here's your host, Richard Jacobs.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Concierge Healthcare Marketing and the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing podcast. Today, accompanying this podcast is a short audio of an actual doctor's office that I had a call today for myself. And surprise, surprise, they didn't answer the phone. I called at 4:33 p.m. in my time zone. And as you listen to the message, even though they're open 8 to 5, they start answering their phones at 8:30. And they stop answering them till 1:30 from noon. And then they stop answering them again at 4:30. And they tell you not to leave a message. And they say nothing about scheduling a new appointment. And they give you no one to talk to, no names, no nothing. There's no answering service for me to leave a message or make an appointment, nothing. All they do is they say, hey, here's our hours. You called outside of those hours, too bad for you. Oh, if you have an emergency, call 911. Well, sure, that's obvious. But how about, you know, I need to become or I want to become a patient of these guys. They're pushing me away. I'm much more likely to call another doctor's office that's not going to do this. And I hope that you're not doing this at your practice, because as you can hear, this pushes people away. It will lose you thousands of dollars of revenue a month from potential patients that will just click onto the next guy or next gal and call them or look at a different listing on the web. So very, very simple fix, easy fix, but you definitely want to do it because you don't want stuff like this to happen. So listen to this. It's about 45 seconds. This voicemail, and you tell me if you had a condition you needed to be seen for, if you were sick, if you wanted to make an appointment, what would be your reaction to this? Would you just hang up and call someone else? I think so. Hope this helps. If you need help with your practice and you want to turn it from a purely insurance-based to a more fee-based or healthy cash and insurance or even all cash concierge practice, then contact us, conciergehealthcare.com. Marketing on the web. Thank you.
For calling diabetes and endocrinology. The office is currently closed. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 12 and 1 to 5 p.m. We begin answering our phones at 8:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911, or you may call our medical exchange at 458-11. Please do not leave a message, as this number does not accept voicemail. For directions to our MoTalk office, please press 1. For directions to our Round Rock office, please press 2. For our fax number, please press 3.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing podcast with Richard Jacobs. If you've decided it's time to take your practice to the next level to gain more patients, better patients, or provide extensive better health care to the patients you already have, and you're thinking about going to concierge cash practice route, or if you just want to improve your marketing, contact us at conciergehealthcare.marketing.